Who was that? The girl who was pestering you a moment ago. She was holding an anatomy textbook? Claire? I don't have any classes with her. Do you? No. So what did she want? Did you break her heart by telling her you have a girlfriend? Oh, she needed a supervisor for her embalming practicum. Ugh. And she asked you? That's curious and unfortunate. Well, she looks like a bit of a dullard, and some of those practicums can go on for hours. Are you sure you want to be trapped in a room with some empty-headed brunette while she struggles to find the injection sites on the body? What do you mean, what's gotten into me? What's gotten into you? I thought you were busy studying this week since you have that test on burial practices soon. Yes, and I remember you saying I couldn't help you study since I don't have any classes in that field. So now you're getting charitable with your time? What's changed? Ugh, and she looks like a thumb, too. Her bangs are uneven and her robe needs a wash. You're one of the best students in the school. You deserve better company in the hallway. I'm being mean. Listen, you're being naive. I'm doing you a favor. Yes, you are. There's so much brilliance in that beautiful mind of yours, but no practical knowledge when it comes to romance. You're lucky you have me. Oh, come on. You know I'm right. I practically had to kidnap you for our first date. I was very direct when I asked you out, if you'll recall. Yes, I was. I didn't need your help studying. I just asked because I wanted to spend time with you. You didn't even realize that was a date. And then this floozy with the dirty robe and the bad haircut is pulling the same game. She'll be trapped in a room with you for hours, and the only chaperone you'll have is the corpse. Oh, I can see the whole story now. She'll start crying because she mixed the wrong fluids for the embalming, and she'll ask you for help even though she knows you can't give any. And since you're you, and you have a heart that's too big for your brain, you'll throw her a bone. No, you won't literally throw her a bone. That would be disgusting. But you'll do something nice, like point to the bottle of fluid she really needs. And then afterwards, she'll be so grateful she has to share a meal with you. Just to thank you properly. And then she'll start picking at our relationship and making small comments about how surprised she is that we're a couple. That's not over elaborate. That's a very basic play for your affection. And that's exactly what I would do if our roles were reversed. Watch her. She'll exaggerate every kindness you give her and use it as an excuse to spend time with you in the name of gratitude. Oh, you're cute. I like it when your eyes grow big like that. Yes, I am quite brilliant. That poor girl is going to have to find another target for her affection. And it's too late now, my heart. You're mine forever. And you're lucky to have me. Clearly, I'm keeping you safe from the schemes and dreams of other women. Especially the ones who are dull and smelly. What? It's true. I saw the corner of your mouth turn up. You can't deny the facts. Now, please, hold me. There's no one else around, and I need to stake my claim and make sure my perfume rubs off on your dark clothes. Good. You're so tolerant of my jealous nature, my outbursts. I think you secretly like it. You work so hard all the time. Your life is a sea of turning pages, scratching pens, the Grateful Dead, and then me. Your vibrant, dramatic girlfriend. We balance each other, don't we? And I keep things interesting, don't I? Forget about that fool and her exam. Come with me to the cemetery tonight. I want to have you all to myself. Meet me at the tree with the secret entrance we found. Yeah, just before our lights out. We're going to have a lot of fun, I promise. Thank you so much for listening, my beautiful patrons. I have way too much fun with the jealous characters. We'll have to do one for YouTube sometime. But I hope you're all doing well, and I just want to try and make more and more audios. I'm having a lot of fun, and I hope you're having fun listening to me, and I can't convey enough how much I appreciate each and every one of you. And yeah, I'm bad at outros. Take care of yourself, and you'll hear from me soon.